An interesting question here from Veronica, and she said, my boyfriend Ian and I have been arguing about why it's recommended to put salt on cuts. He thinks that it might have something to do with how salt lowers the boiling point of water. He thinks that the water temperature around a wound is more likely to rise, and the rising temperature is what kills the bacteria. Seems to be popular advice for dealing with cuts on the inside of your mouth, for example. But what's really happening, and is using salt like this actually a good idea? Well, I think it... Salt, there's no arguing with that. Salt does affect the boiling point of water, but there's no way your skin is going to get hot enough to boil water, even when you have a bit of intense inflammation going on.
It's osmosis, isn't it?
I think so. And the bottom line is that a lot of bacteria, especially the ones that cause problems in the mouth, are bacteria like Streptococci and some of the other mouth-dwelling organisms, and they're quite salt-sensitive. When you put a big dose of salt on them, the salt is a bit like putting salt on a slug. It pulls the water out of the bacteria and dehydrates them and can damage them. Other bacteria, though, like Staphylococcus aureus, actually like salt. So if you have a wound on your finger, it might not actually be so good for that, because it'll kill the bugs in there, which are not staphs, but it might actually end up with you being colonised entirely by staphs if you put salt on it. So I think it's quite good in very high concentrations. It stops bugs growing, but the likelihood of you getting enough concentration of salt on the wounded area for long enough to kill the bugs is quite unlikely. But it does have a soothing effect, though.
Oh.